Some state mottos, those phrases bannering license plates and official documents, can roll off the tongue. There's New Hampshire's Live Free or Die, Virginia's Thus Ever to Tyrants. Now, the state of Maryland doesn't have an official state motto, but an ancient Italian phrase, Fatimasci parole femminine, graces the state's great seal, and it served as Maryland's de facto motto. Last week, quietly, the state of Maryland altered the English translation of that phrase after much research by the state archivist Edward Pappenfuse. He joins us on the line from Baltimore. Mr. Pappenfuse, thanks for being with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you today, Scott.
And prior to this week, how had that phrase been translated into English?
Would have been translated, loosely translated, as manly deeds, womanly words.
That just won't do these days, will it?
Well, I'm not so sure that it would do at all. I agree, but I'm not sure that that's really the issue. I think the issue is, how did George Calvert perceive of that particular proverb, and how might he have translated it when he put it on his family seal? Mm-hmm.
Now, the Calverts, we should explain, were essentially the official founding family of Maryland.
Yes, they were.
How did this phrase become part of the Calvert family seal, and how did it get imprinted on Maryland?
It's really a Tuscan proverb,
mm-hmm.
and it really did mean in Tuscan, manly deeds, womanly words. But George Calvert's wife, of whom he was extremely fond, lived in a household, and in that household there was a very well-known Italian scholar by the name of John Florio. And John Florio was a man who wrote the first dictionary of Italian to English and English to Italian. Florio was the one who said, as our Italians say, le parole sono femmine, I fatti sono maschi, words they are women and deeds they are men, but let such know that detti and fatti, words and deeds, with me, are all of one gender. And though they were commonly feminine, why might not I, by strong imagination, alter their sex? He was an advocate of looking at language and the use of the language mm-hmm. in a gender-neutral way. So when I was asked to write a caption about a new mosaic of the Great Seal, I thought it was time to bring the language back to the way I thought George Calvert saw it. Gentle words, strong deeds.
Mr. Pappenfuse, I hope this isn't presumptuous, but I tried a couple of mottos. Can I trot them before you?
Absolutely.
Okay. Maryland, home of the Super Bowl Ravens. That's a popular one this week, huh?
That should be very popular this week, and hopefully we'll win.
But one that maybe will last for generations would go broiled, steamed, or fried.
In the context of our culinary tastes, I think that would be most appropriate.
Well, Mr. I tried. Nice talking to you, Mr. Pappenfuse.
Pleasure talking with you.
Edward Pappenfuse is the Maryland State Archivist, speaking from Baltimore.